some White House function.
Oh, really?
And as she couldn't find it, she wanted to get the greatest living expert. In addition, it was just the challenge for the White House switchboard that they were able to find that you were heading for the station. I don't know how they found that out.
Well, I didn't get the message until just a little while ago that you called.
Yeah, well, that was what it was about. Jackie wanted to ask you that.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was going to call you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I talked to Clay, as you asked me to.
Right.
And did not tell him that I had even seen you.
Right.
He said that if he testifies, that he's going to say what he's been saying, which was that first of all, we have not been asked to study the new program. We merely studied the old program. And that if we felt that if certain criteria had been followed, that the old program could have been reduced by $500 million.
Yeah.
Now, what that means is that if Clay agrees with the increases that you have asked for, namely the $325 million for Latin America,
yeah,
and the $200 million social projects and $125 million more for AIDS, and also $80 million for economic aid to India, Pakistan, Nigeria, additional money, and also $80 million for military aid to India, plus $50 million more to increase your emergency fund. This amounts to about $525 million.
Right.
Now Clay said he doesn't differ with this request.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't.
Right.
I think they're perfectly, all those increases are perfectly reasonable increases.
Right, right.
So what this would amount to would be that he would say, yes, according to the criteria that we'd established, they could have done this last year for $3 million more, but now there are new things that will bring this up another $500 million plus.
Which he supports.
Yeah, that'll be about $4 billion.
Well, that'd be fine. As long as you see, what happened was in his press conference, he was sort of stressing so much the $500 million reduction in the previous program that
right.
All the papers ended up with a 3.4 figure.
Yeah.
So that we never got much around to that.
Well, I called him today, and I just said, what are you going to do? I want to know because I'm going to be asked by reporters, and I may testify, too. I want to know what you're going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So, now, the only thing wrong with that, from your standpoint, is that he'll be talking about $4 billion or $3 billion.
Well, if you just stick with $4 billion, one, and we could just make that the line, that's fine with me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the only thing that...
What would you suggest I ought to do to sort of make sure that we try to keep him, really saying it so they understand it, because otherwise it gets awfully complicated.
All right, but I don't think you'll be in trouble there.
Right, okay.
He and I understood each other.
Yeah.
And there's only one slight problem, and that is when you ask for $125 million more for the Alliance for Progress, which is in keeping with a more or less of a commitment.
Yeah.
The one trouble about that is it's going to be one hell of a job to find a way to put that money there.
Well, that's all right, though.
That's all right.
That's all right.
The authorization, if the Latin Americans don't come through, that's just too
That's easy. Right, exactly. As this year, we're letting $200 million pass, but it's important that we have the dough there in case they do. Right.
I would testify that this is a perfectly proper amount, and I'd like to see that much put in Latin America, but there's no guarantee that they'll come through to that extent.
Right, that's that, exactly. I think that's fine. That's fine. Good. Well, you'll be back in any case.
I'll be back in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Good.
And I'll see when I get back. I'll tell you what I pick up over there.
Okay, good.
Fine. I enjoyed seeing you.
Thanks a lot.
I don't think you got to worry about Clay.
Okay, good. Right on. Thank you.